And we're joined by retired Army Major General Robert Scales to talk about the Jones Commission's conclusions and the lessons for the U.S. military. Welcome to the program.
Oh, it's good to be here, Melissa.
General Scales, to you, how gloomy or maybe how rosy a picture do you think this report lays out of the status of Iraqi security forces?
Well, Melissa, I think it lays out a very balanced report. On the one hand, it's very hard on the Ministry of Interior because of their inability to get the police up and running. And on the other hand, it gives a very balanced and, I think, fair assessment of the Iraqi military, more positive, but clearly the evidence is there that the Iraqi military, specifically the Army, has a long way to go.
Let's talk about the Ministry of Interior, which you mentioned. The report calls it a ministry in name only, dysfunctional and sectarian, a serious obstacle. Couldn't get much stronger than that, but it doesn't seem to me that the recommendations on how to fix it are terribly strong.
Yeah, that's right, Melissa, because frankly, there aren't any good ideas right now, because you can't just disband the police force, nor can you stop policing the nation. But at the same time, the national police force is not in good shape. And some would have argued that the condition of the police force simply can't be fixed.
In fact, this report says disband the national police, start all over again.
Well, that's too difficult to do, quite frankly, simply because the country needs to have a national police force. But the problem is the police are so divided along sectarian and tribal lines that it would be extremely difficult, at least in the next 12 to 18 months, to even begin to fix the police.
And to get a sense of how big this problem is, the Ministry of Interior is in charge of 194,000 personnel. That's more than are under the command of the Ministry of Defense.
That's very interesting, because a few years ago, the hope was to make the Army the largest of the organizations, but the Iraqis resisted that. So now we're in a position where the only force that seems to have strong allegiance to the state is the Army, specifically the Special Operating Forces, and yet they're the smallest of the security entities inside the country.
This report talks about the U.S. Reducing its footprint in Iraq, of course, at the same time saying that the security forces there are not going to be able to fulfill essential responsibilities on their own over the next 12 to 18 months. How do you reconcile those two things?
Well, I think what the report suggests is that active military operations by the United States needs to start ramping down, while more emphasis is put on training the Iraqi army, acting as advisors, and taking care of what they call combat enablers in Iraq, such things as logistics, aviation, transportation, intelligence, and so forth. Those things that the Iraqi army still can't do well.
Doesn't it seem, though, that there would be a gap there if the Iraqi security forces can't do this for themselves and the U.S. starts ramping down? Seems like there's a vacuum that's just waiting to be filled.
Well, I think the combat role of the U.S. forces might start ramping down, but the advice and support functions for these non-combat functions would have to be ramped up.
General Scales, you've been talking with some of the members of this commission?
I have.
What have they told you about how much access they felt they had? I think there were 3 trips, 20 days total in country. Did they feel like they had enough time?
I think the thing they were most impressed with was the virtually unlimited access that General Petraeus gave to them. In fact, even allowing some of them to actually go into harm's way, particularly those members that were visiting some of the combat units, were given free access and given more than enough time to sit down face-to-face and discuss the problems with the Iraqis themselves.
They were allowed to go into harm's way.
Well, I say harm's way. I mean, they weren't allowed to go into close combat, but they were allowed to go into some regions that weren't terribly secure. And I think that speaks well for Petraeus' confidence in their abilities, and also, I think, the trust that existed between Petraeus and the team.
General Scales, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
It's retired Army Major General Robert Scales. He spoke with us from the airport in San Antonio, Texas. He's author of The Iraq War, A Military History, and former commandant of the Army War College.